Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You got bounced. Hang up, Larry. I'll call you again.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Okay, folks, we just had Larry bounced one more time, so I'm going to try and call him up again and see if we can get him back online. Here we go. I don't know what's going on, but that's happening each time, dear. Hi, Larry.
Hey, I'm back, Stuart.
Hopefully you can stay back. Okay. Yeah, that's the easiest way. Just hang up. If you go drop off, then I can dial you back in. Anyway, folks, thank you for tuning in and listening. We got kind of an odd show tonight. There's a lot of things going on. I just wanted to read a couple of things here, and then we're going to get right into the news. But I wanted to issue a July 17th, actually July 16th, all the way through to August 16th as a high warning time period of possible big time trouble. And I want to get into some of this, why I'm saying that. We have Hurricane Barry, now a tropical storm, which is bringing in the floodwaters. Now, America has been inundated with floods for quite a while now. And it's interesting that we have a tropical storm or a Category 1 hurricane called Barry. And this July 17th is a key date to be watching for. I can't tell you if anything's going to happen or not. But they are introducing the Lion King movie once again. This is an updated one. And you may remember that Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Obama, used that as an intro for his birthday at a press deal where they had a party of the press. I don't know what they call those things. But he used that for his birthday. And I think he was announcing that he is the Lion King. Anyway, the new Lion King thing is very dark, very ominous. It starts out, life is not fair. Some see, some in the dark. Well, that would be a kind of a new age term, folks. If you're a Christian, of course, you're in the dark. But if you're a new ager and you're into this ascension stuff, or the New World Order, then you can see. They reverse everything that Jesus Christ had to say. That's what they do. And this is interesting because of the great city Babylon, New York City, just had a power outage, which I believe is a warning for Babylon the nation that we are going to have a nationwide power outage. And maybe it's a EMP event. Maybe it's sudden destruction of the Bible. Maybe it's an arrival. We just don't really know what it is. But I wanted to read something to you. Genesis 8. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month. Upon the mountains of Ararat. I want to just point out the word rested and 17. Now, if you go into the Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, you find some interesting stuff. Wherefore, he says, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. And so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. It's kind of an interesting thing. Now, I want to read something else here to you, because we are in a period of time when sudden destruction can come at any time. I wrote a book called Covert Prophetic Fulfillment. I think it's an e-book now. I'm not exactly sure where we got it posted, but what it really means is when the Lord does covert fulfillment, it just simply means that the people are not, and they don't see it. In other words, it's not visible. It's not plainly made out on the sheets of prophecy. It's covert. It's hidden. So the events come and go, and nobody's paying any attention to the events. This is from 1 Thessalonians 5:2 through 4. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Now, the word sudden is very, very interesting, because this is what it means. Non-apparent, unexpected, suddenly, when people are unaware. It's like any other day. There is nothing unusual going on whatever. There is no warning. Remember what Jesus said? I come at a time you think not. Now, in Luke 21, verse 35, for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Now, there's only one thing that could cause sudden destruction all around the globe, and a snare that comes upon the face of the whole earth, which is also global. It has to be something of momentous importance that comes out of the blue. Nobody expects it, and probably I'd have to even include most of the remnant would never expect it. Now, the only reason I'm going to bring this up, and I'm going to have to do this later on because we got other news, but remember that there were three blood moons in 2010 and 2011. Then we had the lunar tetrad that was in 2014 and 2015. And now, in 2018 and 2019, we have had another three blood moons. And we're coming up on a full moon, not a blood moon, but a full moon. It's going to have an eclipse connected with it on the 16th and the 17th, which is Tuesday and Wednesday. And you might say, well, that's so what? Well, you have three blood moons, then you had four blood moons, and then you had another three blood moons. If you add that up, it's 343. If you look in Strong's, it says to uncover, to unveil, to take away. That's kind of interesting. And then if you take the tetrad, it happened twice with the Passover tabernacles. First Jewish feast, seventh Jewish feast, or a one and a seven, a one and a seven. Guess what 1717 means in Strong's? To manifest openly. All of this is pointing that God is going to move, and he's going to move suddenly and without any warning, and it's going to be manifested to the entire world. And it ties right directly in to Noah and resting on Mount Ararat on July 17th. So anyway, where do you want to start, Larry?
Well, I would mention, yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, the last show we talked about nuclear explosions and visions and dreams,
yes,
et cetera. And Saturday evening, I had the most incredible experience. Darnett and I was out in the backyard, and we looked back away from the house up in the sky, and it suddenly looked like a nuclear explosion. And she had her camera, or her phone with her, and she took a photograph, and I posted that, and I think I sent you a copy, and you posted it on the Lightgate blogger. What do you think?
Yep.
That looks like a nuclear explosion.
It looked very much like a nuclear explosion, and you could see the fire coming out on the ground. Somebody just had a vision about that, a firestorm coming out. Something's coming, folks. I don't know what it is. It could be the taking of the bride. It could be an EMP event. It could be sudden destruction. But there is something really coming within the next 30, 40 days, I think. Things are just moving too rapidly with everything that's going on. But Larry's right. You look at that picture, and he's got it on his blog, and I've got it up on Lightgate Blogger. And it looks exactly like a nuclear, the beginning of a nuclear flash. And I believe that's a warning. Now, you were with this fellow, and you guys talked about that, if I remember right.
Yeah, I was with a guy and his wife. I call him a real good friend now. He came from Fort Worth, Texas, and we talked a little bit about that. And, of course, Darnett's had those same visions, and recently I've noted there's been a lot of dreams and visions and actually photo images in the sky of what appears to be a nuclear blast or even more so nuclear clouds in the distance. So,
yes.
Like you said, something is coming, and Darnett and I both just took this as a warning. It was a very incredible, this was half of the sky, Stuart, and of course you saw it above another building. About a block over that I took the picture over that building, and this was incredible in the sky.
Yeah, this is, I mean, the Lord is giving all kinds of warnings. This thing I was telling you about, the three blood moons, the four, the tetrad, and the three more blood moons. And now, and actually what I didn't say was the tetrad blood moons are being mirrored exactly with, if you take the three blood moons we've had now with the new full moon coming on the 16th and 17th, the day counts are exactly from each moon. That is not possible unless the Lord is definitely warning us, look, this is about over, and my patience is wearing thin, so... It's a heads up. It would not surprise me if we get into any kind of a thing on the 17th or beyond slightly. But always remember, folks, that sudden destruction means exactly what it says, sudden, out of the blue. It's not going to be any different than it is today as you're looking out your window. It's going to be just normal. And then instantly, with no warning at all, globally comes whatever this sudden destruction is. Personally, I think it's taking of the church. That's my own personal opinion, because the church is taken globally out. And that would make there is a guy by the name of Ken Peters had a vision of it. It's fantastic. His vision was, I don't know, many, many years ago that he saw that. Could be a breakup of the earthquake out in California. You know, that Golok fault line, I believe, is a trigger for the whole thing. I think it's going to radiate across the whole country, myself. Any more news on that, Larry?
Well, I was looking earlier, and the aftershocks, if you will, are the earthquake in California that was sudden is just continuing to have multiple shocks. I mean, it's over and over and over and over in that same region, Southern California, and it's incredible. And by the way, this morning there was this wasn't in the news today. I posted it as 7.3 magnitude earthquake in Halmahera, Indonesia, and right following that was a 6.6 in Western Australia. And then, of course, following that, inside the U.S., this was interesting, Stuart. Matter of fact, the one in Australia was under 2 kilometers. That's very, very shallow. And the one in 3.0 in northern Oklahoma was actually 1/10 of a kilometer deep, which is almost surface. And following that, there was a 2.5 earthquake in eastern Arkansas. It also was 1/10 of a kilometer. that is very shallow stirred and could be volcanic.
Well, you know, it's like I was reading out of Noah's, that ne'er-do-well that knows nothing at all, and all the things she talks about come to pass, which is kind of interesting for a know-nothing, where she talks about, you know, volcanoes going off everywhere, places where there weren't even volcanoes, rifts, huge rifts where there were no rifts before. And she talked about the earth sounds, which we're hearing all over the world now. Folks, we're moving rapidly into the time of the destroyer and all of this. What's the latest on Barry? The Obama, who's laying there in the weeds waiting for his chance. I'm talking more about the hurricane. What's the latest? I mean, that is going to cause massive flooding. That they're not
even talking about
that yet.
Yeah, that's a flooding event, Stuart. And it appears it's going to go ahead and move north away from the Gulf Coast. And, of course, the next day or so, drop a lot of water. I mean, over 2 feet everywhere it's falling. There's just a lot of water, and it's going to go on up. It looks like now to the border of, by Monday, the Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas in that region. So it's coming on up.
Well, it's just kind of interesting, the timing of all this. And now let's get into this cyber warfare attack by nation states cripples New York City grid. Now, this is from that ne'er-do-well Sorcher Fall, who talks about that kind of stuff that nobody believes. But I'll tell you what, there's something going on here. What's the latest from Hal Turner on that? And then you got a Barry Rothman did a Bible code that verifies what Hal Turner posted. You want to get into that for us?
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. I'll read Hal Turner's. He had a new one this morning. Matter of fact, you know, we talked about it, you know, over the last day or so. You and I talked on the phone about the outage, you know, and he was claiming this was not an accident, as New York and others were saying, and he had a lot of intel from New York PD. Now, he's in New Jersey, but he was in with a lot of the feds in that whole region, so he's got a lot of intel coming in. And I'll read this article and then an update that he posted. It says, cyber warfare attack by nation state cripples New York City electric grid. Sources inside NYPD and Con Ed, now that's the electric company there, report there was a breach of the electric system by a malicious computer code into several network computers, taking six separate electrical networks offline. Says breach allowed Iranians inside New York City to evade surveillance and now free inside USA, question mark. In other words, this is intel that I don't even know if you could read, but I'll tell you about it. He indicated that this outage was part of a plan to give the Iranians the capability to evade and escape U.S. surveillance on them in New York. And he says, by the way, he said the complex computer code inside Con Ed would have hidden and possibly taken down power grid for most of the United States. And, you know, the only good thing was that apparently we stopped this in progress in a few hours and found out what they were doing. Now, the update that he gave was really interesting. He said confirmation, said the rest of the story. And he just posed a question here. He says, what we do not know is what the Iranians who escaped surveillance are going to do, or where, or when, question mark. And, of course, people don't have to believe Sergeant Fall. They don't have to believe Hal Turner. But, you know, anybody, Stuart, with half sense and one eye would be able to figure out this is a bigger deal than a transformer fire. And then when you're ready, we can talk about Barry Rothman's new Torah code today.
Well, let's get into that because it relates directly. I don't have it in front of me, but I know you do. So,
Yeah, this is really, really interesting, Stuart, and it's almost chilling. Matter of fact, if what Hal Turner says and what his intelligence people are telling him from inside the deep state and NYPD, intel, and et cetera, and even he actually has some insiders in Con Ed that are saying Con Ed was compromised. So anyway, Barry Rothman. This is a rare one for Barry Rothman, to do a Torah code at the end of the Sabbath, was unusual. But anyway, he went ahead and ran it. The title of it is July the 13th, 2019, New York Power Failure and Iran, ? The Torah code, which is July the 14th today, also is still under construction. He's going to expand it, but here are the words in the matrix he found that are 1 through 8, and they are very chilling and seem to indicate, Stuart, that not only was what Hal Turner basically was exposing there as an actual cyber attack on the United States and its power systems, but that we are at war now. But anyway, let me read these, and I'll get your opinion, Stuart. Number one, power lost. Number two, Iran crosses that. Number three, crossing Iran is 5779 or 2019, giving us a time frame that power was lost and Iran was involved. Number four, attack. Number five, war. Number six, transformers. Number seven, your enemies. Number eight, computers. What do you think, Stuart?
Well, then they're following through with what they already threatened to do. And yeah, we are at war. I think we've been at war right along. It just kind of sputters and stops and sputters and starts, but it's going to go hot pretty soon. I think they're all getting ready for the takedown of the United States, and this is probably just a test to see how it's going to work. And we've had a lot of outages everywhere, so it's not unusual that they would do something like that. And boy, I don't know. I mean, from what Barry's run, you would have to say that they're getting ready to try and take us down. Now, they already tried to steal or take over one of a UK oil tanker, and that didn't work. But the rhetoric from Iran and the leadership of Iran has been one of, yeah, we're at war and we're going to do something about it. And, of course, sanctions force a country to go to war. So I would say that that's just part of the overall strategy to take us down. It's like the open borders. They're open. They're wide open. I don't care what anybody's telling you. The people down there who see it, they even got videotape. People are coming across by the thousands. And as I've said before, I think this is the Lord. I will fill you with aliens, and they will rise up, and they will take you down. And this is all part probably of the United Nations plan to take down America. And I've got a little article here just to alert people on. It comes from Dave Hodges, who does a lot of research. The United Nations is facilitating Chinese dominance over the planet. Recently, I wrote a two-part series on the Chinese government's intention to rule the planet because they are the master race. Well, I think Israel would have a bit to say about that, but everybody wants to be the master race. According to a leaked Chinese government document, the Chinese have set their sights set on exterminating as many Americans as possible before colonizing the country. To some, this would have seemed like an outrageous claim. I have over the last 3 days researched extensively evidence that would confirm the leaked Chinese government document, and that was that general who said they're going to take us out. Now, we have to remember, they need food. And to grow food, they need land. And China has bought up a tremendous amount of American agricultural land.
And don't forget the Chinese social credit system. And don't forget Facebook, Google, all those people, they're deeply involved in China. This is all part of the UN takeover of the United States and setting up the New World Order, which I have long fought was really going to be based on a Chinese system of total dictatorship. See, over there in China, they can do a social credit system, and nobody can say no. Over here, you might have a massive protest. However, when you have bedlam and chaos, and the United States is under attack, and people are naive as to what's really going on, they will acquiesce and go into a social credit system instantly. They'll take the mark of the beast. They will. They don't know anything about it. They think that's all nuts, even though it's being fulfilled right under their face. What do you think on this, Larry? I think it's all tied together, all of it.
Well, it certainly seems to. And if you'll remember, basically the Obama administration, especially the 8 years of Obama, China was always our friend. And this was 8 years of ripping us off. And, of course, Trump has, I guess you could say, trumpeted that message that China has been ripping us off, you know, intelligence-wise and military-wise and money-wise and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, not only is the UN standing behind China and facilitating a lot of this. Matter of fact, you know, I don't have the confirmation, but there is reports that the possible surveillance going on in New York City, you know, because at one time they did catch Iranians trying to cross the Mexican border to get into the U.S. But there is a rumor out there that the Iranians just flew in a diplomatic flight a day or so before this blackout in New York City and actually brought in some Iranians that appeared to be bodyguards, but nobody knew who they were. They were unidentifiable, and these may be the ones that have vanished into the country. So it's very dangerous. But I was going to say also that, you know, China and the Chinese have basically moved their people into many of the of South America, you know, the South American countries, and even, you know, even the islands out there, you know, a lot of the resort islands are now under Chinese control to some degree.
Yep, even the Panama Canal is under Chinese control. We get a lot of our military computer chips from China. And I just can't imagine that kind of stupidity of our military that they would think that China wouldn't build back doors into the, all this stuff. They can shut us down instantly. I mean, we are going to go under, folks. The Bible's very, very clear. Read Deuteronomy. We're going to go down, and we're going to go down very, very rapidly once this thing starts. And I got a feeling that now we're coming up on July 17th, and remember that Tu B'Av, the feast day that is a mystery to the rabbis over there because they don't understand and cannot understand who Jesus Christ was. And so they have it's a mystery to them, but it should not be a mystery to the Christian because Tu B'Av is their Valentine's Day where the brides, the women, would go out and dance in the fields. And the Jewish men would go there and select out a bride. Well, what is Jesus supposed to do when he comes back? He's taking out his bride. It's so, yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. Any last word, Larry?
Well, I was just going to say, Stuart, I appreciate so much you presenting that information, the signs and the warnings and the datings and all of that, to where you're giving at least some people who have an ear to hear maybe a window of concern to be very aware and watchful. And I appreciate you doing that, Stuart.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, you hate to do it in a way because we've been here before. Nothing has ever happened. But things are really accelerating. The signs are accelerating all over. Just as Jesus said they would when he used the term birth pangs. We're very near to the birth of the bride of Christ and the taking of the church. I know a lot of people don't believe in that, but I do. Sooner or later, whether it's now or 2 years from now or 5 years from now, doesn't really matter.
the bride of Christ is going to go home, and the world's going to regret it immensely. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Heads up, we're in for a ride, I believe, firmly. Okay, thanks a lot. Night.